We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Halacha Dalid, paragraph Yud Ches. Rav Nosson Zal was in the middle of discussing the topic of a mezuzah in the past two shiurim that we have. We went from writing a Sefer Torah into the topic of mezuzah, and now he's still continuing on that topic. Paragraph Yud Ches, Veze b'chinas ma shekosu b'shulchan oruch, ein ha-pesa chayev b'mezuzah, Ad sheyeloi shtei mezuzos umashkoif. Based on what we've been learning till now, and based on the chapter in Likutei Moran that all of this is based on, the Torah Tiku Tochacha in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 8, will be able to understand this law about mezuzah, that the Shulchan Aruch tells us that an entranceway does not require a mezuzah unless it has two posts, doorposts or entranceway posts, and a top over it, a mashkoif. Notice it has to have that look of a ches, the two posts on the side and the top, in order for it to be obligated to place a mezuzah there. Yesh l'rames, it's possible for us to find a hint regarding this. Sheze b'chinas ha-shloisha dvorim she-shoroshom b'kovoid, that this is tied into the three things that are rooted in honor, respect, shemishom hamshochas hanavuah, from which prophecy emanates. You remember we touched on the topic of prophecy a few times in this halacha already, the 10 levels of nevuah that are tied into emunah, that are tied into birur hamedameh. And one of the topics that we didn't touch on yet, that Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there in Likutei Moran, is kovod. And Rabbeinu Zal shows how this flow of nevuah is tied into kovod, honor, respect. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that we know from the Gemara that there are three individuals who command respect. Shehem Chacham, a true Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, a person who's very knowledgeable in good, healthy type of knowledge, like Torah. Gibor, a person who is very powerful. Va'oshir, and a person who is wealthy. Ki ein hanavua shoira elo al Chacham Gibor v'yoshir, kemavura batoyernal. Because Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran quotes the Gemara, which says that prophecy will only come to a person who is Chacham, Gibor, Oshir. And we know that these three represent Kovoid, and there's a connection between prophecy and Kovoid. Ve'elu ha'sholosh b'chinoi sh'roshim b'kovoid, k'moy shum avurshim. These three, Chacham, Gibor, Oshir, they are rooted in Kovoid, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. U'mi she'zoyche l'kovoid d'kedusha al yidei ha'b'chinois ha'mavorim shom, and a Jew who is zoche to command respect in a proper way, based on holiness, based on Torah, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, zoche al yidei chochma gvura v'ashirus l'ruach nevua amitius dikdusha. That person will be zoche through their true chochma or gvura or wealth. They'll be zoche to real, genuine prophecy. Avol mi she poigem b'hakovoid, whereas a Jew who misuses kovoid, or who has the wrong type of kovoid, or pursues kovoid in an improper way, ve'enoi, which means, now look, this is one of the very important rules in Likutei Moran, Likutei Halachos, that I saw from Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha and other tzaddikim, that very often when an important term is introduced, the words that follow it are a very clear definition of that term. And some of these terms really need clear definition. Rav Nosson Zal starts here by saying, Avol mi she poigem b'kovoid, whereas a person who messes up in kovoid, now what's called poigem b'kovoid? Watch what he says. Ve'enoi mishtadel b'chol tenuoisov, umasov, v'hanogoisov, b'shvil kvoid Hashem Yisborach. We're referring to a person who is not making sure that every move and every action and everything the person does is only for the sake of Hashem's honor, a person who's not doing that is a person who is poigem in kovoid, chas v'shalom. But rather, rak hu chofetz b'chvoid atzmoi, the person is interested in personal kavod, they prefer the kavod be directed at them, they prefer that the credit for their wealth or for their knowledge or for whatever they have, the credit for it should be directed to them. Oh, he's such a great person. He was so successful in business, or he designed such a beautiful house, or he, you know, all of that stuff. Azai hu poigem b'chochma gvura v'ashirus. By being poigem in kovoid, he's being poigem in these three major titles that are rooted in kovoid, which are chochma, gvura, and ashirus. Shehem hashloish advarim shederech ha'odom lehiskabed ulizgadel bohem. Because these are the three things that most people receive or command respect from their knowledge, from their wealth, or from their power. Kamei shekosev, as the pasuk says, al yishalel chacham bechachmosoi gibor begvurosoi osher bashrusoi. The Torah warns in Mishlei, let a person who has chachma or gvura or ashirus not pride themselves with it. Umishom nimshachim hanaviyei sheker, shehem hamanhigim shel sheker. And this is the source for the false prophets or the false leaders of Klal Yisrael chas v'shalom. Ki kemoi shal yidei hakovei digdusha. Because just as when a Jew handles kovoid properly, when a Jew deals with kovoid in a holy manner, what do we mean? Dehainu sheborchin mikvoid atzmoi betachlis, meaning that the person tries to do everything in their power to avoid personal kovoid, to avoid personal honor. Umishtadlim beemes rak laharbois bechvoid hamokam yisborach, and they try to make every sincere effort possible to direct all kovoid to Hashem and to give Hashem, to show Hashem as much respect as possible. Through this, a person is zoche to pure chachma and pure gvura and pure wealth, a chachma gvura and ashirus of holiness. Dahainu she'ein mishtam shemim achachma v'gvura v'ashirus b'shvil kvoid atzmoi klal, which means we're talking about a person who does not use their chachma or their gvura or their ashirus for any personal kovoid whatsoever. Rak bishvil kvoid Hashem yisporah. But rather, they do everything necessary and everything possible to see to it that any kovoid that could possibly come their way based on their chachma or based on their gvura or based on their ashirus, it's only going to be shifted to Hashem. I'm going to make it perfectly clear to anyone who respects me in any way for my chachmo or gvura ashirus that it's not mine, that word my doesn't exist. You see this big, beautiful home, you see this beautiful car it's not mine, it's Hashem's. I thank Hashem, I appreciate that Hashem gave it to me and that I'm able to use it, and I understand that the only purpose it's been given me to use is to show respect for Hashem. That's what this whole world is all about. Everybody knows that, right? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olamo lebroi ela lechvoidoi. Everything Hashem created in this world, He created only for His kavod, including chachma, gvura, and ashirus. These are the three things that unfortunately many people mistake. They get it wrong. They forget they don't read the label. And they don't see that it says Hashem's money, Hashem's chachma. And they forget for a moment and they substitute themselves for Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that true kavod, true manhig, true prophet is one who understands this, who knows that the kavod is ki hakavod lelikim hu, the kavod is only Hashem's. And therefore anything that's related to kavod, such as wealth, money, or chachma, it's Hashem's only. V'azai zoichen al yidei ze lebechinas ruach nevuah. When a person is handling the kovoid properly, and as a result, Hashem blesses them with chachma gvura ashiras digdusha, Through that, the person is zoche to a ruach nevuah, shaydeze mezbarer hamedame, through which they're zoche to purify and perfect the medame in themselves, in their family, in all the people around them, shaydeze nimsheches ho'emuna gdoisha, and this helps them to bring emuna into their own lives, into their family, into their students, into sheze iker mailas hiskarvus letzadikim amitim. This is the main purpose and the main benefit in coming close to true tzaddikim. The main purpose and benefit is to receive emuna from them, to receive biror hamedame from them, which comes from their ruach hakodesh, their ruach nevuah, which comes from the fact that the tzaddik was zeche to kovoy digdusha. He's one of those people who zeche that he doesn't take any kovoy at all for himself. Even though he's one of the most respected people in the world, he's one of the people who commands and deserves and requires all the kavod in the world, he's careful. He knows that they're giving it to his son. They're not standing up for me. They're standing up because Hashem said to stand up for an older person. Hashem said to stand up for Torah. So they're standing up for Hashem or for the Torah. I happen to be somewhere in between there, but I'm zero. It's my Torah that they're respecting. They're respecting Hashem's wishes. It's not me, my. I'm going to be dead soon. I'm going to be in a cemetery. I'm going to be food for worms. It's my kavod. It's my Torah. It's my chachma. I created it. What am I, nuts? It's my wealth. I printed the money. I got all of this stuff by myself. So again, Rav Nosson Zal just taught us the main reason why one would want to come close to true tzaddikim is to be zeche to receive this pure emuna, this biror hamedame, which comes from a ruach nevuah. It comes from handling kovod properly. And so too, the opposite is true. Kifima shepoigim bozeh, to the degree that a person messes up in this area, shepoigim b'hakovoid, the person misuses the kovoid, they deal improperly with kovoid, v'yeshloi pnios b'shvil kvoid atzmoi, and the person has ulterior motives, meaning even when he's practicing religion, even when he's learning Torah, or he's giving a shir, or all of that stuff, he's doing it for personal kovoid. Umekabel chachma gvura vashirus bishvil kvoid atzmoi, and he's drawing this chachma or this gvura or this money to use for personal kavoid, for his own kavoid. Aydeze nimshacholov ruach sheker shel bechinas neviyei hasheker. Then this person does not draw upon himself ruach hakodesh or nevuah digdusha. He draws the opposite. He draws a ruach of sheker and a false prophecy. Shezeo b'chinas haruach sheker shel hamanhigim shel sheker. This is that spirit, that spirituality of the false leaders, the false prophets. She'al yodom nizbalbel hamedame, whereby their students, the people who listen to their guidance and advice, their medame gets worse. Their medame gets confused. And they don't learn how to make the right choices. They learn how to make the wrong decisions and the wrong choices. Uboim lemunois kuzvius, they come into all kinds of false beliefs. V'hakoil nimshach machmashem roidfim acharakovoid. What's the source of all of it? The source of all of it is that the leaders, these wrong type of leaders, these false leaders, these inappropriate leaders, are looking for personal kovoid. V'roitzim laharbois kvoidom ba'ashirus subigvura, and they want to increase their own personal kovoid with their wealth, with their power. Sheyizgabru al kol mi she'enoi chofetz lachnia tachas memshaltam, that they should be able to have authority and power over anybody who would refuse to accept their authority and power. V'chein b'chachma, and so too regarding chachma. Sheyizgabru l'chachamim gedoilim, these people are looking to be received and respected as being very knowledgeable people. And because they're looking for that, because they're looking for personal glory, personal honor, this is what makes them very far from being true qualified leaders of Klal Yisrael, sheyesh lem bechinas ruach hakodesh, who possess ruach hakodesh, v'alkein, and therefore al yodo mizbalbel hamedame. As a result of these wrong leaders, what happens is the medame gets worse in Klal Yisrael. People have more bilbel hamedame, v'nifgam ha'emuna. And again, the people that are learning from these leaders, the people that are attached to these leaders, their emunah is defective. They don't have real, pure emunah. The kanal, as we explained earlier. V'zeh merumos bahadin hanal. And this is hinted to in the halacha that we mentioned when we started this paragraph. She'ikr kviyas hamezuzah, that the main requirement to put a mezuzah on an entranceway is only if the entranceway has that shape of a ches. It has the two side walls and the wall on top of them. Ki shtei mezuzos umashkoif she'al yodom ikar tikkun pesach habayis hein bechinas shloisha dvorim hanal she'al yodom ikar tikkun ubiror hamedame shu bechinas ha-pesach kanal. Because this layout of a proper entranceway, which we said is shaped like a ches, it has these three walls to it, corresponds to, they represent the tikkun and biror hamedame, which we learned in the previous year, is what the entrance to the house is all about. Remember we said that the house is chochma, b'chochma yibone bayis. And we said the entranceway into the house is the place of medame. And that's why we put a mezuzah there, to fix up the medame. Because to draw emuna, the mezuzah was emuna and chachma digdusha, to be able to fix up the entranceway to the house, which is the place of medame. And once we do that, we're ready to enter into the full chachma, into the house. So Rav Nosson Zal says, that's why the entranceway of a house, the proper, is this shape, this ches, the two walls on the sides and on top, which correspond to Shein Bechinas Chochma Gvura Vashirus. They correspond to these three pillars, Chochma Gvura Vashirus, the Iker, of which the main one is Hu HaChochma. It's Chochma Shehu Lamala Min HaKoel, which is above everything. Shehu Bechinas HaMashkoif HaMunach V'Shoikeif Al Shtei HaMezuzos. That's the upper part of the entranceway that rests on the two lower ones, on the two sides. Shehim Bechinas Gvura V'Ashirus. They symbolize Gvura and wealth. Shehim Bechinas Shnei Amudim. Those are like two pillars. Bechinas Toimche Oiraisa. Like the Gemara has the expression, the supporters of Torah. Those who support Torah. Who supports Torah? The wealthy people, the people with the Ashirus, or the people with Gvura, people who have power, powerful positions, government positions, to be able to get grants from the government, or to be able to get exemptions from the government, you know, all of those things. Or otherwise, or to be able to get the landlord to allow, you know, to be able to get somebody to give him a building, or, you know, all the different things, all the different examples of Gvura and Ashirus, which play a role in supporting the Chachamim, in assisting the Chachamim. Shehem Toimchim V'oichazim Es HaMashkoif Aleim. They support and hold that top part of the entranceway upon them. Shehu HaChochma, which is the Chochma. Shenoisim V'toyanem Ois Aleim, which they carry upon them. Ki Iker Hi HaChochma HaMitius. Because obviously the main thing is true Chochma. What is true Chochma? Dehainu leida oisa yisbora, to know about Hashem and to understand Hashem. Kimavur sham bozeh pasuk biatzmoi, as that pasuk that we mentioned earlier says clearly. Kamay shekosev, as it says, al yishalel chacham bechachmasoi, gibor begvurasoi, osher baoshroi. Let the chacham and gibor and osher not pride themselves with their own chachma, with their own gvura shirus. The only thing that a person can really pride themselves with and feel proud of is Haskel V'yodoya Oisi. Hashem says, know me, be aware of me. The more a person is aware of Hashem's greatness, that's the true Chacham, that's the true Gibor, that's the true Oshir. Nimsa, we see from here, Shehischil b'sholosh, that the pasuk starts off with three. It lists the Shem Chacham Gibor of Yashir, the Siyim b'chad, and the pasuk concludes with one. What's the final conclusion of the pasuk there? Shehu Mailas HaChachma v'HaSeichel. The pasuk ends off praising the significance of Chachma and Seichel, Shehu Haskel v'Yodaya Oisi. As Hashem says there, think and know about me. That's what you can be proud of. That's a true accomplishment. The more a person has recognition of Hashem, Ki Gvura v'Ashirus Ein Bohem Shum Maila, Rak Ma Shehim Toimchim v'Oichazin Es HaChachma. Because power and wealth are of no benefit at all unless they're being used to support and hold on to Chachma. Ki Iker HaMaila v'HaTachlis Hu HaChachmo Amitius L'Shmo Yisborach. Because the main goal and the main objective and the main accomplishment in this world is achieving true Chachma, which means the Chachma of Hashem, recognition of Hashem. Shehu Haskel V'Yodoyosi V'Oz. And when a person possesses that, when a person really knows that there's a Hashem in the world and that everything is Hashem, V'Oz Yesh Maila Gam LaHagvura V'Ashirus, then there's a benefit to power and wealth. Kishem Isnagim Imohem L'Shem Shamayim. When a person uses them for Hashem's kavod, rak bishvil kvoid Hashem Yisborach, only for Hashem's kavod, v'loy bishvil kvoid atzmoy klal, not to take anything personal, not to take it personal at all whatsoever. There's nothing me in it. It's Hashem's Torah, it's Hashem's money, it's Hashem's everything. I'm simply a vehicle. Hashem gave me chachma to share it with other people. But again, it ain't mine. It's all Hashem's chachma. V'chol ma'alosam hu sheheim oichazim v'toimchim es hachochmo amitis. And the entire benefit of gvura and ashirus is when they are supporting true chachma. Shaydea gvura heimizgabrim al hacholkim v'amoinim. Meaning they're using their gvura to stand up to those who would oppose the chachma and kedusha, to those who would oppose the proper things. Vaidei ho'ashirus, and through their wealth, libam ponui lasik b'chachma amitius. They avail themselves, I don't have to work for a living, I don't know, so what am I going to do? I'm going to hang out on a beach chair, I'm going to have people serve me, have the girl fan me with the this, and bring the pina coladas, that's what I'm going to do with the money? Or I'm gonna avail myself to study Torah. That's what it is. If Hashem has given me this gift that I don't have to struggle for money, I have a lot of money, then my mission is to avail myself lasik b'chokhma mitiyus. Valkein ha-gvura v'ashirus, and therefore power and wealth, b'b'chinas shtei ha-mezuzois, shenoysim b'toynam alayim ha-samashkoif, which are like the two pillars at the side of the entranceway, that carry that mashkoif on top of them, shehu b'chinas ha-chochma, shenikra mashkoif, that's the chochma which is called mashkoif, loshen hashkofa v'habota, because the word mashkoif is associated with lahashkif. Lahashkif means to analyze, to see far, to see clearly. Ki al yidei ha-chochma amitiyis mabitan l'meirochoi, because when a person is zoche to have true chochma, they can that doesn't just let them see, but they're able to see lahashkif. They're able to see far, far away. They're able to see even into the distance. Ki achochma bechinas re'ia v'habota, because we know that chochma is referred to as seeing or analyzing or looking carefully. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, by Adam and Chava, v'tipokachno einei shnehem, their eyes were pikeach, were filled with chachma, seichel. Al shema chachma, Nemar, the Gemara says that it's referring to chachma. V'alkein, kishayesh lahabayis, shtei mezuzois umashkoif, and therefore, when a room or a house has a proper entranceway, which consists of those two doorposts, the two posts, and the piece on top of it, Shemarame is al Chochma Ugvura Vashirus, which symbolizes these three, Chochma Gvura and Ashirus, Oz Tzrichin Tikkun HaMezuzah. Then we need the Mezuzah, Shehu Bechinas Birur HaMedame, which gives us the Birur HaMedame, Shehu Bechinas Emuna, Shemizbarer al Yidei Tikkun Shloisha Bechinas Eilu, which becomes clarified and perfected and improved through these three things, Sheheim Chochma, Gvura, Va'ashirus Dikdusha. Shemisham Hamshochas Ruach Nevua, because we said that when a person is Zoicha, to have Chochma, Gvura, and Ashirus in a proper way, they receive the Nevua, the flow of Nevua. Kishemekablim Oysam Bigdusha Koroi, when a person receives and uses these things properly, the Chochma, Gvura, and Ashirus. Ki hamezuzah hakdoisha shehi b'chinas ruach nevuah b'chinas emunah kanal, because the holy mezuzah that we put on the doorpost, which we said earlier represents emunah, represents nevuah, represents birur hamedame, shenimshach mikol hatikunim hamavurim b'Torah kanal, which is a result of all the tikunim that Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, he mesakenes shtei hamezuzos v'mashkoi v'pesach. The mezuzah repairs and fixes and perfects the two mezuzahs and the mashkoif and the entranceway, hanase al yodom, which are generated through these three things, shehem ha-chochma, va-gvura, va-shirus, shal yodom nimshach b'chinas nevua, those are the things that bring about a flow of nevua, v'nizbarer ha-medame, and the medame is perfected, shehu, Tikkun HaPesach, which is the Tikkun of the entranceway, Shayidei Zeh Ikara HoEmuna, through which a person is zoche to real perfection of Emuna. When they've gotten all of the, when they've gotten the Birur HaMedame, and they've gotten the Ruach Nevu, all of these things. HaKoil Nistakein Al Yidei Shtei Parshish Shebemezuzah. All of this gets fixed up and happens in a good, healthy way through the two Parshish in the Mezuzah. Shehem Parshias HaTorah, which are actually two Parshias of the Torah. Shekol HaTorah Klulaba, whereby the entire Torah is included in those two Parshias of Kriyashma. The Ten Commandments are in there. Shehu Iker Bechinas Ruach Nevuah Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. They represent the essence of the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenimshach Mikol HaTikunim Anal. And that prophecy comes from all the tikkunim that we discussed here. Al kein, therefore, al yodo nistakein ha-pesach im kol hanal. Therefore, through the mezuzah being placed on this type of entranceway, which has the chochma, gvura, and ashirus, and it has the chochma on top, it has all of these things properly, through this, we make the complete tikkun for the entranceway. Vaydeze nishlam ho-emuna. This leads to shleimus ha-emuna, v'zoichin lahamshich b'chinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael l'toich habayis kanal. And the person is zoichet to bring the holiness of Eretz Yisrael into their home.